KSL News Time is now 7:09. Another check of triple team traffic on this Thursday morning, and help us get to work on time, Andy Farnsworth.
Okay, Brian, avoid I-15 then. No, you don't have to avoid it yet, but it is slow northbound between Bangor Highway and 123rd South. Right in that, at the end of the construction area is where we're seeing the delay at the moment. Also heavy 90th to 7200 South. Foothill down to one lane again, 1700 South. It stayed that way for a couple of weeks now. It's not got any more lanes open, and we've already got a block or two of delay for northbounders on Foothill. Jared Auger?
We have a crash reported on Highway 89 northbound about 6 miles south of Birdseye. That's coming up out of Fairview. We're looking at good speeds, though, here in Utah County. I'm not seeing any delays getting onto I-15 or northbound from Provo to the point. Good KSL travel times, Heather.
Your slowest stretch of travel is going to be right around the Kaysville Ponds right now. You see the brake lights pop up occasionally there. And then it's very heavy from there the rest of the way into downtown Salt Lake. But you've got excellent speeds on Legacy Parkway. And the best news of all, no accidents reported through Weber or Davis County. Valley Alpha Systems, a RICO Service of Excellent Award winner, 3 years running. The only authorized RICO dealer on the Wasatch Front. Set up your in-office technology assessment today. ValleyOfficeSystems.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.